music you just heard is from the album Arms of Love by Otmar Liebert. The cut was Sea of Tranquility. Doesn't have a thing to do with the show tonight. I just like it. The show is Sound Health. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. This is BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking this evening with Glenn Parnum. He's going to talk to you about adult stem cell research, what's being hidden from you, what's possible, and how the public is being duped. On this show, we attempt to bring you information and ideas that allow you to make credible decisions about your own health and well-being. While we try not to bring a lot of products to you, we want to bring you processes and people who are here to support your optimal health. We'll get to our guests in just a moment. I have a couple of announcements. Well, actually three tonight. We have online a journal. It's free. It's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. It's up now, and you can print a copy of it or just read it online. But we're going to be taking it down within the next few weeks to put up a new issue. So if you want to see what we're doing in our premier issue, go to JBAB, J-B-A-B, that's Justice Bad Apple Boy, Journal of Bioacousticbiology.org. In there, we talk about the techniques of bioacoustic biology, and that's just frequency-based life enhancement, and about using frequency to combat resistant pathogens. It's very pertinent now, like the new bird flu threats, and all of this crap, I guess, about inoculations that seem to be happening more and more in those dreaded papilloma shots that are being forced on our youngsters. You know, I really don't understand this. I think they're betting that our kids are going to be prostitutes or at least incredibly sexually active while they're still in high school. And Texas has mandated those shots. You probably heard that on Dr. Carly's show. She's on right before us, and she keeps us up on those things. I think they're horrible, and I think our guest is going to talk a little bit about that tonight, too. And two, we're getting calls, and we are absolutely serious about inviting you to our open house that will be happening March 14th here in Southern Ohio. You can get together and meet this incredible group of people who have trained to bring bioacoustics to life. They come here and train or train online, and they take that information back to their communities, and they learn more about bioacoustics and how to deal with bird flu and incurable disease and ADD and even genomes and pathogens and toxins. They take the information back to their family, to their community, to their clientele. So the invitation is up on Nutrasounds.com, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sounds, plural, Nutrasounds, one word, .com. So come on down to the open house, and we're going to be doing people's vocal profile right here, immediately. We're going to have about 10 or 20 practitioners here, and we're going to specialize in our new program, BioDiet, which is trying to ascertain, well, not trying, we really do, ascertain through your vocal profile what nutrients or biochemicals are getting in the way of you not being the self you want to be. Okay. Third announcement Heather's giving me. We have a new audio, Doorway to a New Medicine, and you can have it as a download. Just write to Heather at vocalprofiling.com. Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R. It's an hour long, and you'll be able to download it for free. Just email Heather and let her know you heard it on BBS Radio. This offer is good till the end of February 08 for those of you listening to this as an archive. Okay, on the show we have Glenn Parnum. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Hello there. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You sent me a little bio, and I thought I'd just read that as a great introduction. Is Judy your wife?
Yes, Judy's my wife.
Okay, so this is his bio. Glenn and wife Judy Parnum from Scottsdale, Arizona, started International Health in 1988. Glenn is the director of research and development. He's a clinical studies researcher with advanced studies in hormone, biochemistry, infectious disease, and clinical nutrition. Boy, that's a lot.
It's been interesting, yes.
He's recently been concentrating his research on the emerging breakthroughs using regenerative medicine, using adult stem cells obtained from a person's bone marrow. This emerging science of adult stem cell therapy is proving to be what many scientists and MDs are calling the greatest natural medical breakthrough in history for potentially curing over 75 major diseases now plaguing mankind. Good grief, what an introduction. Tell me about regenerative medicine using adult stem cells.
Well, the first thing that I want to say, to your listeners, is that everything that we're hearing in the controlled media about embryonic stem cells is probably one of the biggest criminal shell games I have ever researched. As I started to delve into this, and it happened because there was a brain injury in my wife, and when we rushed her down to the trauma center, and everything was fine, and then they put her into ICU. And over my written instructions and my verbal instructions to the head of ICU, I said, and we're only 5 minutes from the trauma center. So I had a conversation with the head doctor. He was clearly extremely arrogant, and I told him my background and my credentials. I said, look, doc, I live 5 minutes from here, and I don't want you to give her any drug without my written permission. And if you do, you and I and my lawyers are going to spend some time together. So over my instructions, they not only gave her Coumadin, which is the worst of the worst of the blood thinners. It's a rat poison that destroys the vitamin K clotting agent. Then they misread the charts and gave her an intravenous dose and caused a massive hemorrhagic stroke on the right side of her brain the size of my fist that required emergency brain surgery and completely whacked out the left side of her body, just like a full-blown stroke. Now, this woman is only 57 years old, okay? So, of course, when that happened, I got on the phone to all of my research colleagues around the world, brain scientists that I have come to know, over the 30 years that I've been doing this, and I told them, I said, look, I want to know everything, legal, illegal, approved, unapproved, outside the country, I don't care. I want my wife back, and I'm not going to listen to anything that the standard doctors say. Well, that's when one of my colleagues said, will you live in Arizona? I said, yeah. He said, look, down in Tijuana, Mexico, is this real high-end first-class clinic that does what's called adult stem cell protocol. And I said, what are you talking about? All I've heard in the press is this nonsense about embryonic. You know, it's religious and it's political. We have to kill an embryo and all that. He said, wait till you see what has already been published worldwide for 15 years about adult stem cells curing every major disease. I said, you've got to be kidding me. So he said, just go on PubMed.gov. Now, this is the largest published medical website in the world with virtually every published medical study on any topic ever, and they have their own search engine. So he said, just go on there and type in adult stem cells and get ready to be shocked. And anybody can do this. Okay, PubMed.gov. So I typed in adult stem cells. Up comes, and I'm saying, literally, I'm not exaggerating a bit, thousands upon multiplied thousands of published medical studies dating back 15 years indicating that if you can increase the circulation of your adult stem cells, not embryonic, adult stem cells that are in your bone marrow, if you can increase those circulation, literally, 74 major diseases disappear out of the body. Now, in the information pack that we're going to be offering to people with the DVD, is that list. I was livid. I mean, here's almost every cancer, every degenerative problem from rheumatoid arthritis to, diabetes, anything to do with the brain, from stroke damage to Parkinson's to Alzheimer's to Lou Gehrig's, everything. All up and down this list of everything plaguing mankind right now, and I'm thinking, here we go. They've known about this for at least 15 years. Unbelievable published studies from outside this country, because there is not a clinic in the United States yet, and we will talk about what's coming, that you can go to in this country. But at the Tijuana clinic, what they do is they drill into your bone marrow, and then they extract out the adult stem cells, and then IV them back into your body, and it's about $5,200 per session. And a friend of ours who had cancer went down there and had four sessions, so about $21,000, and after four sessions, all of her cancer was gone. So I was going to take Judy down there. But then I found out about the major breakthrough that we're going to be talking about. But let's make sure people understand. Babies are born. When they come out of the womb, they are born with trillions of adult stem cells in their bone marrow. Embryonic has nothing to do with it. Okay, when the sperm meets the egg, for a fraction of a minute, the cells are embryonic, and then they turn into adult stem cells, the most regenerative substance in our bodies. And, okay, as young children and up to about age 25 or so, the human body dumps adult stem cells into the bloodstream every day. Anybody who has children knows that when they fall off a bike, as all kids do, and they skin their hands and elbows and knees and every other part of their body, and they come running in, all we have to do as parents or grandparents is wash out that wound, because we know within a couple of days it's going to be totally healed. That is the adult stem cell. Science now knows that it's nothing more than the adult stem cells, which are neutral. They are in the bloodstream, and anytime there is a trauma to a tissue or an organ, they are rushed to that site, and they literally regenerate that tissue at a very, very fast rate. But at about age 25 or 30, they get a little bit sticky, and the bone marrow does not dump them as readily into the bloodstream. So they're still in the bone marrow, they're just not getting out. But if you can increase it, that circulation into the bloodstream, it is the most regenerative substance science has ever seen. Now, right now in this country, I've got the book in front of me. If you got the information pack that I think you got, Sherry, on the back of the front cover, and I'm hoping that you got the latest one, is a copy of this book called Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair.
I was so impressed with that, I went on Amazon today and ordered it.
I was on an international radio show, and at the break, the host came on and said, Glenn, with everything you're doing in this research, you have got to talk to this author and publisher by the name of Christian Wild. And in this book, and the title is Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, it documents what they're doing right now at the seven largest and top cardiovascular research centers in this country. Okay, Arizona Heart Institute being one, okay, Johns Hopkins, okay? And here's what they're doing. And this is going to absolutely change the course of medical history. Because if you ask a cardiologist right now, a heart specialist who is not familiar with these FDA trials going on, and if you say to them, okay, doctor, if you go into your medical textbooks, what do they say happens to the heart after a heart attack? Well, he's going to say, well, certain areas of the heart get damaged. The tissue gets damaged, and it's unrepairable. Nothing can be done to repair it, and the repair, and this damage gets worse and worse and worse until they have more heart attacks, until they die, or until they need heart replacement. But as this book clearly documents, and it's chapter by chapter, what's going on, and on the back cover, this scientist, Christian Wild, says they are going to have to rewrite every medical textbook in the world when this FDA trial gets done, because here's what they're doing. All right, they are taking hearts that have had multiple heart attacks. We're not just talking one. We're talking three and four heart attacks. Now, that puts people at death's door. Okay, they are waiting for a heart transplant. They can hardly do anything, and if the next heart attack comes, they're probably going to be dead. And they are at these studies, at these cardiovascular research centers, drilling into the bone marrow, extracting adult stem cells, or extracting them from the thigh muscle, and literally injecting them directly into these damaged hearts, and the hearts are regenerating. Now, I want your listeners to think, about what this means. In fact, a whole new medical industry is growing up around this new technology of adult stem cell protocol, and it's being called regenerative medicine. It's not anti-aging anymore, because the anti-aging industry, okay, whether it was the medical industry or the natural industry, basically worked, excuse me, at slowing down the aging process. They could not stop it. With hormones and things like that, it would slow it down. Now they absolutely have scientific proof. And this is one of the things that they're hiding. That if you can get the adult stem cells out of the bone marrow, circulating into the bloodstream, that they will go to any tissue or organ, and for lack of a better word, let's call it a 911 call. When organs start to age and degenerate, or when tissue starts to degenerate, it sends out a frequency, exactly what you're working on. Okay, it's called a cytokine. Okay, without getting really technical, it goes into the bloodstream, and normally, when that frequency of a damaged tissue or a degenerating organ would be in the bloodstream, the response of the body would be to rush the adult stem cells to that site and literally regenerate it. But because at about age 25 or 30, the vault, so to speak, the bone marrow, gets real stingy and the adult stem cells get real sticky and they don't leave the bone marrow. But if, okay, so understand that the science behind this is absolutely impeccable. And it's going to be growing up into this industry that, once again, is going to be healthcare for the rich. Because right now, you can't go to any clinics in this country. But soon, guarantee you, once they finish this FDA trial, okay, they are going to have, this whole new industry. And to call it a new industry, it may be new in this country. That's one of the things that made me angry. If you type in on any search engine, adult stem cell clinics, they're all over the world, have been for years. When you hear the rich and famous have gone to clinics outside this country and you hear them getting injections and this and that, that's what they're going there for, because these things literally de-age the body. So that's the scientific fact right now. And in fact, in Christian's book, he talks about there are over 550 government-funded, that means yours and mine tax monies, are paying right now for over 550 adult stem cell full-blown research projects. It has nothing to do with embryonic. Stem cells have never cured anything. Every time they inject them into animals, it causes cancer. It's a shell game to keep our eyes off the most healing property in the body. So what's the big breakthrough? Because the average person is not going to be able to afford to go to these clinics, even if they have the money, okay? What if you had a choice now? Because that's what's happened. So right before I was going to take my wife down to the Tijuana, Mexico clinic, I find out that a very, very good friend of mine, her name is Dr. Mary Ruth Swope. Okay, I've known Dr. Mary Ruth for 20 years. She is probably the most prolific nutritional writer in the United States. She's 88 years old. She looks 65. Okay, when we were going up to the second floor of the TV station to film some TV shows about her story, she beat me up the stairs, and I'm only 57. So, has written more articles on nutrition. She taught at the university level for 32 years. Nobody knows more about nutrition than Dr. Mary Ruth Swope. But in late 06, she was virtually blind from macular degeneration. Had to hold anything she was reading 4 inches from her eyes with a big magnifying glass. Now, she knew she had it for 18 years and had done a very, very good job at slowing the progression down, because 8 other family members have the same disease. 5 of them are already totally blind. And because she's rather wealthy, she'd been all over the world to every ophthalmologist, and they were finally telling her the same thing. Mary, at the time, you're 86. You've done a very good job at slowing it down, but you're at the end stage. There's nothing we can do. Your ocular nerve, okay, is degenerating. That's why they call it macular degeneration. So she gets a call from her son-in-law. In fact, he was in town. I just shot two TV shows with him on Friday, which we will have available on our website. And he was on a radio show. Now, this man, okay, was a medical doctor for 40 years, a very brilliant man, taught at the university level, had a very successful practice. But he had a stroke, and he lost his speech ability. He went into clinical depression, so he had to sell his practice. He gets a call from a doctor friend of his in Florida. Okay, actually, his wife did and said, look, you got to put Dr. David on this natural product that I've been using. It's literally curing every one of my patients who I haven't been able to cure my whole career. So he said, try it. See if it helps them. I have to take some water. Hang on.
While you're taking some water, mm-hmm. Glenn, let me give the people the call-in numbers.
Yes.
If you have a question for Glenn, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-815-9756. There is a direct line,
mm-hmm.
530-876-3222. And you can also write us at radio@vocalprofiling. We already have one email, well, two emails come in already. For a lot of our people like to just write emails. I'll read you one of them, which is incredible. It's from one of our practitioners. It says, holy crap, Sherry. And that's in response to what you're saying here. He says, if we can find the frequency equivalent to stimulate the production of adult stem cells, there would be no limit to healing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
What you were telling me this afternoon about what you're doing is so exciting because everything is frequency. Okay, yes. When we finally get down to the real, you know, strip away all the nonsense, it's all about frequencies. Okay, and if people would like a full information pack with a DVD, you saw the DVD of the chief science officer about this product.
Yes,
if they want to call, now we're in Arizona. Okay, it's 1-800-481-9987. Okay, and the secretaries will be in at 9 o'clock tomorrow. But here's what
say
they...
Say it again.
Say yeah, 1-800-481-9987. And here's what they need to tell the secretaries or leave the voicemail. I heard Glenn on Sherry's show. Okay, that way there is no charge for the DVD or the CD on that Super Silver product with the frequency on it. All they have to pay is like $4.95 shipping. And we'll send it up. I've been on four radio shows a day and my voice is just about gone. Excuse me. Oh, but in there is all this written material showing you some of the published medical research saying, oh, yeah, you know, if you need to regrow cartilage or bones, tissue, ocular nerve, anything. Published medical studies in there with the list of the 74 diseases, and then it tells you about this natural product. Because, when I say that scientists are saying this is the greatest natural breakthrough they've ever seen, because here's what happened with Dr. David. He went on four capsules a day, okay, of this stem-enhancing product. Because here's what we have. We have a natural botanical product where they concentrated down the two active ingredients from super blue-green algae. Okay? It took 10 years of research. And they now have triple-blind studies, not just double, triple-blind studies with full patents proving every time you take two capsules of this product, 4 to 5 million of your own adult stem cells will leave the bone marrow and go into your bloodstream. Now, when I heard Dr. David, 2 months after, he started this, his speech came back. 24 hours after starting it, he had taken this depression test that's on the internet, you know, where you answer questions, and he was clinically depressed. Within 24 hours, he said, like the fog started to lift. So he calls up Dr. Mary and says, look it, I know you've been to every ophthalmologist and you're getting ready to go into a blind home, but you've got nothing to lose. Try this product. So she made the commitment of four capsules a day for 6 months. He should have told her eight, but he just told her, take four and see what happens. So November of 06, Dr. Mary Ruth Swope started taking four capsules a day. because she's so healthy, okay, she felt absolutely nothing in the first 30 days. Now, we're having people call us. Okay, we started to carry this product at our wellness center December 1st. We're having people call up after 30 days on the product. All the arthritis pain is gone. All the inflammation is gone. Okay, blood sugar is dropping. Because I have published medical research says that, okay, adult stem cells regenerate pancreatic tissue. Now, wait a minute. How come the doctors aren't telling us this? Because the pharmaceutical cartel is making trillions of dollars off of sickness, and they don't want anybody to get better. Okay, it's incredible. But anyway, so Dr. Mary Ruth, four capsules a day, felt absolutely nothing in November of 06. Felt absolutely nothing in December of 06. But she'd made the commitment. She says, I'm going to try it for 6 months. Nothing happens. That's fine. January of 07, a little over a year ago, thought she noticed something. Actually, it got worse for a couple of days. She wakes up February 8th, just a little over a year ago. Her eyesight is totally restored. Went back to the doctors, the ophthalmologist, and says, what's going on in the back of my eye? And they looked back there and they said, whatever you're doing, one, we want to know about it and don't stop it because your ocular nerve is literally regenerating. She had her eyesight completely back. Okay? So, when I started to hear this, I said, okay, I'm going to put my wife Judy on it. Now, she was doing rehab 3 days a week, and if anybody knows or has a family member or a loved one who has had a stroke, most stroke victims will lose all peripheral vision, and then as they're looking forward, it's like you're looking out of a window that's covered with mud. It's got a little white hole here and a little here, okay, that they can see out of, but primarily, she couldn't read the clock across the room, okay, and she said she's virtually blind. So I put her on four capsules a day, and then I upped it to eight capsules a day. And because about every 3 weeks, they do this very sophisticated computer scanning of the iris of the eye, okay? And then they have this printout. So I have this documented. I'm going to make a full DVD. It'll be up on our website. Because I started her on the product November 17th. They retested her on November 30th of last year. She went from a 16 on their score to a 43 in 13 days. And all right, and she said it was like the mud being scraped off my eye. And all of her peripheral vision came back in that first 2 weeks. She just scored like 65 on the test. Her eyesight is back. She can read a book. She can read the clock across the room. And just in the last couple of days, her feeling, total feeling in her foot on her left side, and she was completely paralyzed. I mean, this a hemorrhagic stroke the size of my fist is a very, very nasty thing to happen and to crack her brain and have to suck that out. That's what caused the problem. She would have been fine, okay, but all of the feelings coming back into her foot.
Did you sue them?
I'm sorry?
Did you sue them?
Well, my lawyer says if you want to own a couple of floors of the trauma center hospital, yeah, we can look into that. And, yes, I may look into that because I gave them direct instructions, and I have proof of it. My major concern right now, see, our wellness center, okay, and we have wonderful women working there, but see, Judy ran that. I'm the research director. I am on the phone 8 or 10 hours a day doing consultations with people all over the world. So it was a perfect match. I'm very good at what I do. Judy is very good at what she did. She ran the entire wellness center, all the payroll, you know, the taxes, the ordering, the computer work, everything, okay, of a business that size. So when that was thrown onto my shoulders, to say that it's been a stressful situation is an understatement, okay? But now she's back to work, okay? And, so I'm able to, get back to all the consultations that I do on that. But what we have here, now think about this, okay? Up until this product was released only 2 years ago, all right, your only choice was to fly outside the country. And they have them, you know, in the Bahamas, here in Mexico. I just talked to a family in California. They took their 16-year-old daughter to China. I said, didn't you know about the one in Mexico? They said, no, we would have gone to that one. Spent $18,000 in China. This young girl, was bitten 4 years ago, West Nile, and it turned into encephalitis, and she's paralyzed, just totally, just like almost like a vegetable. But after doing the $18,000 of the stem cell injections over in China, was the first time that she smiled, and the first time that her eyes could follow people around the room. But then, and I let them know about this product, because here we have a completely proven, botanical that does literally the same things as you would have to do at a clinic of drilling into your bone marrow. And I've talked to some people who've had it done, and they said, outside of having children, the most painful experience, but so what? Okay, our friend, all of the cancer left her body. Okay, and we're hearing this, after I saw the science was there, and I'm sure this is like you, okay? I mean, I'm not one to go on, folklore or testimonials. If something doesn't have science, please, don't waste my time. And that's what I tell a lot of companies who call us. You got to look at this new product. Excuse me. If it doesn't have clinical studies, don't even talk to me. Well, when I saw that this had triple-blind study and the full patent, just like with our Super Silver product that you also have the CD on,
mm-hmm.
We had to prove more to the patent office than we did to the FDA. And when the FDA tried to shut us down, excuse me, after our 50th study on this new silver particle, showing that it kills every pathogen known to medical science, and I mean everything, and they haven't found anything that it doesn't kill yet, but when we got those studies, full-blown medical studies, the wonderful people at the FDA, what I call the Fatal Drug Association, sent us a little letter and said, if you publish those studies, we will shut you down because you'll be making drug claims. Well, our lawyer said, now look at it. It's being tested all over the world. And there's countries testing it on the bird flu, quote-unquote. So somebody's going to publish those studies, and it becomes then an independent third party, and you can publish the studies. Well, we certainly didn't think it was going to be the patent office, but when they issued us new patents, and this is up on our website, ihsite.com, okay, and the CD that's in the package, with the stem cell information, talks about, okay, the Super Silver product, that the patent office, not only, like the first 20 pages of the patent office article is about all the technical data on this new nano-silver particle with an oxygen wrap, that gives off, by the way, a frequency. And we'll have to talk about that. Like, if you haven't heard the CD with Dr. Gordon Pedersen, they talk about the frequency. Because when you were telling me today, Sherry, about what you do, I'm just thinking, thank you, Lord. Somebody's out there really finding out and proving the bottom line of everything is frequencies. Okay? Royal Rife proved it. You're proving it. And everything, whether or not it's a virus or a bacteria has a frequency, and then there's a good life-giving frequency that will shatter all of that, okay? But then the patent office, in the second 20 pages of their patent of their article, published all the diseases that it kills. So our lawyer said, put it up on the website. That's independent third party. You didn't publish it, okay? So this, okay, and I know it's going to get interesting down the road with this stem-enhancing product, because here we are, with absolutely proven medical triple-blind study and full patents proving every time you take two capsules, it releases from your bone marrow into your bloodstream 4 to 5 million of your own adult stem cells. And then I knew that there had to be conference calls. I knew that if the company's 2 years old, and the company being a quote-unquote natural product, certainly could not sanction any conference call saying, well, by the way, listen to these people, and they had all these diseases, the doctors gave them no hope, and they started on this stem-enhancing product, and they're healed. So the company can't do it. Dr. David Darbrow, okay, has one every Monday night. So I started to listen in, and I heard the most amazing testimonials of people, and the biggest thing I heard was hope. Because I'm sure you hear the same thing, Sherry, if they've gone through the traditional medical lines and the drugs and things like that, and whether or not they have cancer or multiple sclerosis or whatever the case may be. At a point of time, the doctors give them no hope. And what I kept hearing over and over okay, on this conference call is, well, let's see, I had MS for 10 years. I was a rag doll in a wheelchair. Okay, I mean, I was weeping when I heard this woman telling her story, because for 10 years, I mean, absolutely useless rag doll, couldn't talk, couldn't see, legs didn't work, arms didn't work, but she could hear, and her brain worked. And for 10 years, in a wheelchair, and her husband, being a very prominent doctor, was spending $20,000 a year on 3 drugs to slow the progression. And now, okay, I hear her on the conference call, 6 months after being on the product. And that's why we tell people, this is not a product to try. Either go on it for 3 to 6 months of at least 4 capsules a day, or don't even try the product. It's not a vitamin. It's not a mineral. This is a proven product. 6 months after being on the product, she's standing on her own. She's not walking unassisted, but she's standing. All the muscles came back in her legs, her arms. She can see again. She can talk. And her husband says she's on the phone 18 hours a day, calling everybody, saying, I'm back. And then cancer, and leukemia, and strokes, and heart attacks, and diabetes, and this whole big long list of people, rheumatoid arthritis, crippled up so bad, just, you know, okay, like a gnarled tree. Within 30 days, all the pain is gone, the inflammation is gone, and now the joints are coming back.
Okay. If this is not a vitamin and a mineral or
nope.
a drug,
nope.
is it a supplement?
Well, in the sense of we have to be very cautious, and you know, like if you watched all the way through on the DVD, the chief science officer actually says, look, the only problem with this product is it works too well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay within the realm of the dietary supplement industry. Okay, what we can legally claim is that it does stimulate the release, okay, from your bone marrow of adult stem cells into your bloodstream. We can't, now, and when I do all these radio shows, I tell people, most of the ones listening to shows like yours and the other shows that I'm on are pretty intelligent people. You know, they don't have their head in the sand and they can read between the lines. Okay, and I say to them, I can't say this product cures, but in our list of information, okay, you'll get the list of the 74 diseases that the National Institutes of Health and all these big research places around the world say, well, yeah, these diseases will leave the human body if you can increase adult stem cells in your bloodstream. So I said, okay, here's the list, and here's what our product, what I can legally say. You draw your own conclusion.
So okay. This product, how many stem cells does it release?
Every 2 capsules stimulates the release of between 4 and 5 million, okay, of your own adult stem cells into your bloodstream. See, this is why we tell people, look it, all right, it's going to take at least 4 or more capsules a day for a period of 3 to 6 months, because even though 4 to 5 million sounds like a lot, it could take 500 million to reverse the problem that you have. Now, one thing for sure that I have not heard a single person except Dr. Mary Ruth Slope, because nobody is as healthy as she is, okay? It's absolutely astounding. And I will have to get you the TV show of my interview with her, and I'll do it. See, okay, she steps over the line in there, you know, saying I had it and I took this product and it cured it. Well, that's illegal to say, so we can't, you know, broadcast that over the Internet or anything like that. But I've got the TV show, okay? But everybody, literally everybody who is on the product, within 2 to 4 weeks, just feels like a new person, because the first thing it knocks out is inflammation. And every disease in the human body comes from the inflammatory response. This is why frequencies are so important. The work you're doing, I am so fascinated, okay, and I'm so excited about going on your website, you know, and the other things where you talk about this, because if you can raise the frequency of the human body, we know disease leads. Okay, there's no mystery in that. That's been known for a long time. But to be able to do it and then to develop, like, the frequencies that you're doing for specific, you know, problems, excuse me, like the bird flu, okay? And we just got our second full-blown medical studies on the super silver, knocking all that out, okay? But, okay, let me digress here just for a minute about the super silver. I don't want to confuse people. It's 2 different products. If you go into a level 4 laboratory that works with the deadliest of the deadly, the Ebolas, the hemorrhagic fevers, and things like that, scattered all throughout these labs, and these are normally governmental labs because they're very, very expensive, but scattered all throughout these laboratories on the ceiling are these big blue lights, and they emit a frequency of what's called between 890 and 910 terahertz, that if that pathogen, whether or not it's Ebola or AIDS or hemorrhagic fever or whatever the case may be, if it escapes what they're holding it in, before it gets out the front door of the lab to kill half of mankind, these lights with the frequencies, 890 to 910 terahertz, will destroy those pathogens. Well, up on our website, ihsite.com, you will see the published peer-reviewed medical study by the number one quantum physicist in the world. His name is Dr. Rustam Roy. He and his team out of Penn State have access to electron microscopes and the, you know, highest of the high end of the things. And they found out that for some reason, and even our biotech manufacturer has no idea why this happened, because when they were experimenting to develop a new silver particle, they had no idea what they were going to discover. And they knew it was going to be a nanoparticle and they were going to wrap it in oxygen. But Dr. Rustam Roy and his team found out that each particle of the super silver vibrates and sends out a frequency identical to those blue lights in the laboratory, 890 to 910 terahertz. It doesn't even have to come in contact with the pathogen to kill it. Now, this is probably one of the greatest medical breakthroughs in the field of infectious diseases, because here we have a silver product. And see, among my colleagues for a number of years, I was not so fondly referred to as, oh, here comes Dr. Silver, because I told them for years, you mark my word, people, the day is coming when we will have infectious diseases that are so virulent and have become totally immune to any antibiotics that the only physical savior of mankind is going to be a medically proven silver-based product. And they used to laugh at me, what, colloidal silver? I said, I didn't say that. I said some form of a silver-based product with full medical protocol testing will be the only thing that works. And they're not laughing anymore because they have not found, and at just 10 parts per million, if your listeners know anything about colloidal silvers, and I've been using colloidal silvers for 35 years at all different strengths, 500 parts per million and 1,000 parts per million. I've got some in my laboratory that's 5,000 parts per million. When I first heard that this super silver was only 10 parts per million, I laughed. I said, that's too weak to do anything. Eh? Was I wrong? Kills every pathogen known to medical science. So safe, okay? It can be used in the eyes and ears of babies. You can't overdose on it, okay? It doesn't touch the good bacteria in the gut, and it emits a frequency. So imagine the combination of this stem cell-enhancing product, which, by the way, I am following with great interest. There is a Canadian research hospital that is doing ongoing studies with that the longer people are on this stem-enhancing product, the natural killer cells, the NK, okay, killer cells in the body, increase so high that the scientists I've talked to up there said, it looks like it could make the body virus-proof. We don't know that for sure, but I know it has something to do with frequencies. It's got... didn't you say something that you had found that a certain frequency raises the NK cells in the body, the natural killer cells?
Absolutely. We can do it with frequency, and we can do great big areas, geographic areas. I think there's a... I'm cooking up a marriage here between what you're doing and what we're doing. We have a question from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
George Appleton, he doesn't say where he's from. He says, I guess I don't understand. Isn't there some danger in having all these stem cells running around?
Nope.
Is there just an endless supply? What's the point in running them out of our bones? Why doesn't our body do this already if this is what's supposed to happen?
It does up until about age 25. And the scientists I've talked to, because as you imagine with my background, okay, I mean, this is so thrilling to me to finally have what I call the final piece of the puzzle. I've been praying for years, Lord, give me what's that final piece? Because we have wonderful clinical products at our wellness center. Like a lot of people, when they drive up to this big 3,000 square foot wellness center, think they're going to walk into a giant health food store. No, the products we have fit in a little room because we don't have that many products. They have to be clinically proven. Okay, so but. And in all these consultations that I do about hormones and about, you know, a clinical nutrition and everything, okay, I mean, we could bring a real quality of life to people. But if they had any of these 74 life-threatening situations, I didn't have an answer for them. You know, I mean, I would tell them, you know, everything you can do to alkalize your body and to have the good whole food nutrition and the body has the capability of healing itself. Okay, but I didn't have that missing piece of the puzzle. Now, I don't care who I'm talking to, what disease they've been told they have, how many months they have to live, I can promise them one of two things. A quality of life that they haven't had in months or years with the real, scientifically proven possibility of waking up, okay, within 3 to 6 months and having no disease left in their body. In answer to your question, okay, of the email, they don't know. I've talked to scientist after scientist. I said, okay, I mean, years ago. I mean, let's go back to the Old Testament times. People lived for hundreds of years. Now, we know they had better oxygen, better food, better water, less toxins. They didn't have the chemtrails being sprayed on them and all these toxic things they're exposed to. But that, in my mind, did not explain why they lived hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Could it be that these adult stem cells, the most regenerative substance in our body, okay, we're pouring into the bloodstream for hundreds of years at a time because science knows if an organ starts to degenerate, what we call aging, and it's a very slow process, okay, and it starts at age 25 or 30. Now, okay, could it be back then that any time that an organ or tissue started to degenerate, there were literally billions of these adult stem cells flowing in the blood every day, and they would just go to that organ and repair it, and the people, as a result, lasted for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the scientists that I talk to now don't know specifically why, at around age 25 or 30, these adult stem cells that are in the bone marrow stop flowing fluidly into the bloodstream. They still flow a little bit, but because there are not this huge level as there were when we're younger in the bloodstream to pick up this vibration of a tissue or an organ that's breaking down, then that organ kind of sends out a 911 call, and it would be like you call 911 and nobody answers. So the organ continues to degenerate. And also, okay, to answer the question, the body makes a continuous supply of adult stem cells. They just get trapped in the bone marrow, all right? And one thing they have found, the higher the circulation in the bloodstream of adult stem cells, the healthier the organism is. Because this company only has two products, one for human beings and one for animals. Because animals are the same way, any mammal. And I have heard, and again, I mean, I've got a cat, okay, but, you know, I'm more interested in ending human suffering. But I have been on conference calls hearing veterinarians saying, you know, my dog Fluffy, I've had him, he's 20 years old, and I was going to put him down because he has such bad arthritis and is in constant pain and started to throw up blood, and I was going to put him down. And then my neighbor gave me some of this stem-enhancing product for dogs. They have it for dogs, cats, and horses. Okay? And Fluffy's acting like a brand-new puppy now. All the arthritis is gone, and he's completely cured. He's acting like a new puppy. And I've heard it on feline leukemia. Dr. David, and this is the first time I've ever heard it. He has a gentleman, I guess, in his community who buys sick baby cats. I mean, like deadly sick, okay? And if he can nurse them back to health, he can then sell them for a great profit. 19 out of 20 of these sickly cats that he gave the stem-enhancing product to lived and absolutely came back to vibrant health. I've heard, again, the testimonials, but it makes sense, okay, because any of these adult stem cells circulating in the bloodstream will go to the site of the damaged tissue, repair it, And then it goes on to the next issue and the next issue and the next issue. Any of them that are not used up in that process go right back into the into the bone marrow, waiting for the next time to come into the bloodstream. So, okay, keep in mind, it's the embryonic stem cells that have been shown to cause cancer. This is one of the things that angered me the most, because you're hearing all this hype about, oh, embryonic holds so much hope for the future. That's an absolute lie. We're at least 10 to 15 years away from any usable drug. Every time they inject embryonic stem cells into an animal, okay, cancer forms. Every time. And they just kind of leave that out, because the embryonic is about the shell game. Keep their eyes, keep the masses all hyped up about the religious implications and killing an embryo, when they know, and when I say they, the powers that be, know that these adult stem cells in the bone marrow are the most regenerating substance ever found. And that if you can increase them in the bloodstream, it literally knocks out virtually every disease that you can think of and regenerates. Okay, imagine when this gets into the professional sports arena, okay, into the Senior Olympics, into people, okay, who are already somewhat healthy. Now, that's very few of the elderly people or the senior citizens.
Okay? Glenn?
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left. Tell people what it would be like to come to your clinic and give them a way to get in touch with you.
Okay, if they call the 1-800-481-9987, okay, and just request the stem cell information pack, but they got to say that they heard it on your show, okay, or they'll be charged for it. And the only thing they'll have to pay is a few bucks for shipping to get it to them. It's got the DVD of the chief science officer showing you the science, the triple blind studies, the patents, everything about the product. Then it's got the CD interview with Dr. Gordon Pedersen, a world-famous scientist, talking about the super silver. Because I want people to know, okay, that these are two fully proven medical products, okay, with medical studies, okay, that will bring them a quality of life, I mean, right now, okay, because, okay, look at all this flu going around right now, and they're now admitting, oops, you know, the flu vaccines didn't have the right strain in it. Well, the super silver has been proven to kill every pathogen, bacterial, fungal, candida, which is yeast, okay, viruses, HIV, okay, and don't believe me, this is on the FDA, this is on the patent office article on our website, okay, and then if they want to talk to me personally, just to have them leave their name and their telephone number at that 1-800 number, 1-800-481-9987, and I will get back with them, and I do free consultations. I just point them in the right direction. But as I said, this is the first time in my career, I don't care what they've been told they have, that they will get a quality of life that they haven't had for months or years, with the real possibility of whatever they've been told they have, if they go on the proper protocol of the stem-enhancing product, is going to absolutely, they may wake up in 3 to 6 months with no disease in their body.
Do you do phone consultations?
Yep. That's okay. What I'm on the phone 8 or 10 hours a day doing.
Okay, we are out of time. That was incredibly fast.
I really look forward into looking into what you're doing. That is so exciting when I heard it, because I had no idea. All I knew I was going to be on your show, but when you told me this afternoon what you're working on, what a breakthrough. You know, such a time as this.
Glenn, they gave us another phone number to call your office. Is that should you give that out?
Which one is it? Which one is it?
0021 number?
No, that's my personal research office. Okay, I would rather people leave their number at that 800 number, okay, and then I will call them.
Okay, or they can email you?
Oh, sure, Glenn, GLENN, at ihsite.com.
Okay.
Just make sure that they leave their phone number, because I don't, I have to ask so many questions, I can't do it email. I like personal over the phone.
Okay, Glenn, I'm going to call you right back after we are off the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, audience.
Join us on Thursday on BBS Radio, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, for Vocal Profiling Live. We're going to be doing more vocal profiles right on the air using our new diet assessment computer program, BioDiet. Tell us what we can tell you, what stress chemicals are in your body and what's keeping you from having the body size you want. Thank you again, Glenn, for being with us.
Thank you, Sherry.
I will call you right back.
Okay.